Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we're joined by some very special guests. We got Marissa and Jeff Burge, and we're going to be talking about the grand reopening of Juniper's Pizza Cafe. Marissa, Jeff, pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us.
Hey, thank you for having us.
So let's talk about Juniper's for a second. You guys, longtime managers there, you've really kind of become a part of the place, and now you've transitioned into ownership. So let's talk about that for a second. What's it been like moving from management into ownership here?
It's been a lot different than what I pictured. Working there, I was thinking, you know, we got this. We take it over, get to the business aspect of it, and there is definitely a lot more than what I pictured, but we'll get through it.
It's always fun hearing that perspective from business owners. That's why I love talking to guys, people like you. I mean, it's so fun to hear about the different transition stories. So let's talk about the actual transition for a second. What would you say the most challenging part of it has been?
Keeping up on just the mental of keeping up on payroll, the bills, dealing with all these outside companies. That's really been the challenging part. Other than that, the staff, the food, everything's good. It's just the business aspect that's really challenging.
I feel like people don't realize how many other people you have to rely on as an owner. I mean, you have to rely on about 5 different companies, deliveries, a payroll management, like you said. It really is a tall task to take, but you guys seem like you've been up to it. So let's switch gears a little bit. What's been your favorite part of the transition into ownership?
The favorite part about it? Is just being my own boss and having this group of people. We have only 9 employees, but we have such a good culture built. It's all family. I love the people I work with. I just love being my own boss too.
I like that idea of a people first and family first culture. That really helps businesses thrive. I mean, if you have a staff full of workers who are dreading showing up to work every day, it makes it hard to run a business. But having been there a few times, you guys have really established a culture where people are excited to get out there and they're excited to work at the cafe. So props to you guys for that. Now, with a change in ownership, sometimes that comes with some changes to menu, venue, something stuff like that. Are there any changes you think the public should know about this ownership change?
Yeah, we're going to be adding daily and weekly specials, so it'll be the same every week so people would know what we're having that day. We're going to constantly keep 2 soups on, but for the majority of it, the menu is going to stay the same, Juniper Pizza.
And I think people are excited about that because they love Juniper Pizza around here. It's one of the staples of the community. When you think pizza, a lot of the times you're thinking Juniper. So it's exciting to have people who are really passionate about the business taking over and wanting to continue to see it to thrive. Now, what are you most looking forward to as the owner of the cafe?
Growth. I cannot wait to see in a year, 5 years, where this place goes. A lot of people are like, oh, you just take it, give me. No, I'm here to build a good culture, see where this could go. I'm all about growth and expanding this.
And let's talk about that growth for a second. So coming up on January 29th, you guys are having kind of a grand reopening ceremony. People who want to attend, what time should people show up at?
The grand reopening starts at noon. I would recommend people show up about 15 minutes prior.
I mean, especially given the circumstances, something exciting is bound to happen at this. Now, Jeff, Marissa, it's been a pleasure to have you on, but unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
If you guys are looking for a good, friendly environment and some good food, come into Juniper Kitchen and come enjoy some of the new food.
Well, Marissa, Jeff, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jeff and Marissa Burge, and we're talking about the grand reopening of Juniper Kitchen. That's coming up on January 29th, starting at noon. They're going to have the grand reopening ceremony. They recommend, though, you show up about 20 minutes beforehand. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.